Chapter the 25th, 3228. This chapter treats of the sons of Abraham by Keturah, and also of the sons of Ishmael, whose names are given. Afterwards it treats of Isaac and Rebekah, and that Esau and Jacob were born to them, and finally that Esau sold his birthright to Jacob for a pottage of lentils. Everyone can see that these subjects are of such a nature as may indeed be of use for the church history of that time, but are of little value in regard to spiritual life, for the sake of which, however, the word is given. What does it benefit a man to know who were the sons of Abraham by Keturah, and who were the sons of Ishmael, and that Esau, weary with hunting, craved the pottage of lentils, and that Jacob, by means of it, shrewdly procured the birthright for himself? And so in the following chapter, where it is said that the herdmen of Abimelech quarreled with the herdmen of Isaac concerning the wells they had dug, in about the same way as they had previously contended with the herdmen of Abraham, chapter 21. Moreover, in some places there are mere lists of names, as that of the posterity of Esau, chapter 36, and the same in other chapters. Insofar as these are historical matters, there is so little of the divine in them that you can in no wise say that that word was divinely inspired in regard to every expression, and even to every jot. That is, that it had been sent down from the Lord through heaven to the man who wrote it. For what has been sent down from the Lord is divine in all things, both in general and in particular. Thus there is nothing divine in regard to historical things, since these are transactions of men, except from things contained deeply hidden in the historicals, all of which, both in general and in particular, treat of the Lord and his kingdom. The historicals of the word are unlike all other historicals in the universe, in that they contain such things within them. 3229. If the word were the word in regard solely to its historicals, that is, in regard to its external or literal sense, then all the historicals in it would be holy, and what is more, many persons there mentioned would be regarded as holy, and the result would be, as has actually happened with many of them, that they would be worshipped as gods because they are treated of in the holiest of writings. For example, those who are called the patriarchs, namely Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and after them the fathers of the tribes, the 12 sons of Jacob, and later David, and many others. And yet all these were men, and some of them had but little regard for divine worship. And I am able to testify that they enjoy nothing beyond the common lot of humanity, and also that in heaven they are quite unknown. But of the Lord's divine mercy, more will be said elsewhere concerning them and their state in the other life. From all this it is clearly evident that the external or literal sense is the word solely from the internal or spiritual sense within it, and from which it is. Chapter 25, verse 1. And Abraham added, and took a woman, and her name was Keturah. 2. And she bare him Zimran, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shuach. 3. And Jokshan begat Sheba and Dedan. And the sons of Dedan were Asherim, and Letushim, and Leumim. 4. And the sons of Midian, Ephah and Epher, and Canok, and Abidah, and Eldaah. All these were the sons of Keturah. 5. And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac. 6. And to the sons of the concubines that Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts. And he sent them away from Isaac his son, while he was yet living, eastward to the land of the east. 7. And these are the days of the years of the lives of Abraham which he lived, 100 years and 70 years and 5 years. 8. And Abraham expired and died in a good old age, an old man and sated, and was gathered to his peoples. 9. And Isaac and Ishmael his sons buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar the Hittite, which is before Mamre. 10. The field which Abraham purchased of the sons of Heth, there was Abraham buried, and Sarah his wife. 11. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed Isaac his son, and Isaac dwelt at Beer Lahairoi. 12. And these are the births of Ishmael the son of Abraham, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's handmaid, bare unto Abraham. 13. And these are the names of the sons of Ishmael in their names according to their births. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebaioth, and Kedar, and Adbeel, and Mibsam. 14. And Mishma, and Duma, and Massah. 15. Hadad, and Tema, Jetur, Naphish, and Kedema. 16. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names, in their villages and in their castles, 12 princes of their peoples. 17. And these are the years of the life of Ishmael, 100 years and 30 years and 7 years. And he expired and died, and was gathered unto his peoples. 18. And they dwelt from Havilah unto Shur, that is before Egypt, as thou goest toward Assyria. He fell upon the faces of all his brethren. 19. And these are the births of Isaac, the son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac. 20. And Isaac was a son of 40 years when he took Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel the Aramean, of Paddan Aram, the sister of Laban the Aramean, to himself for a woman. 21. And Isaac entreated Yahuwah for his woman, because she was barren. And Yahuwah was entreated of him, and Rebekah his woman conceived. 22. And the sons struggled together within her, and she said, If so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of Yahuwah. 23. And Yahuwah said unto her, Two nations are in thy womb, and two peoples shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one people shall prevail over the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. 24. And her days were fulfilled to bring forth, and behold, twins were in her womb. 25. And the first came forth red all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. 26. And after that came forth his brother, and his hand laid hold on Esau's heel, and he called his name Jacob. And Isaac was a son of 60 years when she bare them. 27. And the boys grew up, and Esau was a man skillful in hunting, a man of the field, and Jacob was a perfect man, dwelling in tents. 28. And Isaac loved Esau, because his hunting was in his mouth, and Rebekah loved Jacob. 29. And Jacob boiled pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was weary. 30. And Esau said to Jacob, Cause me to sup, I pray, of the red, this red, for I am weary. Therefore he called his name Edom. 31. And Jacob said, Sell me as this day thy birthright. 32. And Esau said, Behold, I am going to die, and for what is this birthright to me? 33. And Jacob said, Swear to me as this day. And he sware unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. 34. And Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went away. And Esau despised the birthright. The contents 3230. In the internal sense, this chapter treats, first, of the Lord's spiritual kingdom and its derivations, verses 1 to 4, that it was separated from the Lord's celestial kingdom, verses 5 and 6, that the representative of the Lord by Abraham was ended, verses 7 and 8, and that the representative of the Lord by Isaac and Ishmael began, verses 9 to 11. 3:2-3:1. Secondly, the spiritual church, which is represented by Ishmael, together with its derivations, is treated of, verses 12 to 18. 3:2-3:2. Thirdly, the conception and birth of the divine natural are treated of, as to good, which is meant by Esau, and as to truth, which is meant by Jacob, verses 19 to 25. 3:2-3:3. Fourthly, the priority of good and of truth in the church is treated of, verses 26 to 34. The internal sense, 3:2-3:4, verse 1. And Abraham added, and took a woman, and her name was Keturah. And Abraham added, and took a woman, signifies another state of the Lord, whom Abraham represents. Abraham and Sarah represented the Lord as to the divine celestial. Abraham and Keturah represented the Lord as to the divine spiritual. Thus Abraham here represents the Lord as to the divine good spiritual, and his woman as to divine truth adjoined to this good. And her name was Keturah, signifies the essence of this divine truth. 3:2-3:5. And Abraham added and took a woman. That this signifies another state of the Lord whom Abraham represents, and that Abraham and Sarah represented the Lord as to the divine celestial, and Abraham and Keturah as to the divine spiritual, is evident from the things hitherto said and shown concerning Abraham and Sarah his wife, and from those here related concerning Abraham and Keturah. But as it is said that Abraham here represents another state of the Lord, and that Abraham and Sarah represented the Lord as to the divine celestial, but Abraham and Keturah the Lord as to the divine spiritual, it should be known what the divine celestial is and what the divine spiritual. The divine celestial and the divine spiritual are such in respect to those who receive the divine of the Lord. For the Lord appears to everyone according to the nature of him who receives, as may be seen from what has been said above, number 1838, 1861, and is clearly manifest from the fact that the Lord appears in one way to the celestial, but in another to the spiritual. For to the celestial he appears as a sun, but to the spiritual as a moon, number 1529 to 1531, 1838. The Lord appears to the celestial as a sun because they are in celestial love, that is, in love to the Lord, but to the spiritual as a moon, because they are in spiritual love, that is, in charity toward the neighbor. The difference is like that between the light of the day in the daytime and the light of the moon by night. It is also like the difference between the heat of the one and the heat of the other, from which springs vegetation. This is what is meant in the first chapter of Genesis by the words, "And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night." Verse 16. Speaking generally, the Lord's kingdom is both celestial and spiritual. That is, it consists of those who are celestial and of those who are spiritual. And it is because the divine of the Lord appears to the celestial and to the spiritual as spiritual, that it is here said that Abraham and Sarah represented the Lord as to the divine celestial, and that Abraham and Keturah represented him as to the divine spiritual. But as scarcely any know what the celestial is and what the spiritual, or who the celestial and the spiritual are, see what has already been said and shown concerning them, namely, what the celestial is and what the spiritual, number 1155, 1577, 1824, 2048, 2184, 2227, 2507. Who are celestial and who are spiritual? Number 2088, 2669, 2708, 2715. That the celestial man is a likeness of the Lord and does good from love, and the spiritual man is an image of the Lord and does good from faith. Number 50 to 52, 1013. That the celestial perceive truth from good, and that they never reason concerning truth. Number 202, 337, 607, 895, 1121, 2715. That in the celestial man, good is implanted in his will part, but in the spiritual man it is implanted in his intellectual part, and that in this part a new will is created in those who are spiritual. Number 863, 875, 895, 897, 927, 1023, 1043, 1044, 2256. That the celestial from good itself see indefinite things, but that the spiritual, because they reason whether a thing is so, cannot attain to the first boundary of the light of the celestial. Number 2718. That the spiritual are in relative obscurity. Number 1043, 2708, 2715. That the Lord came into the world in order to save the spiritual. Number 2661, 2716, 2833, 2834. 3236. That Abraham here represents the Lord as to divine good spiritual, and his woman as to divine truth adjoined to this good, is evident from what has been said before concerning husbands and wives, namely, that the husband represents good and the wife truth, as Abraham and Sarah heretofore, number 1468, 1901, 2063, 2065, 2172, 2173, 2198, 2904, and as Isaac and Rebekah in the preceding chapter, number 3077. The reason why the husband represents good and the wife truth is that the church is compared to a marriage and also is the marriage of good and truth. Good is what the husband represents because it is in the first place, but truth is what the wife represents because it is in the second place. Therefore, also in the word, the Lord is called a bridegroom, a man, vir, a husband, and the church is called a bride, a woman, a wife. What spiritual good is, and what the spiritual truth adjoined to this good, may be seen from the passages cited immediately above, number 3235. Spiritual good in man is in general what is called the good of faith, and this is no other than charity toward the neighbor. But in order that it may be charity, it must come from the new will with which the spiritual man is gifted by the Lord. The spiritual truth adjoined to this good is what is called the truth of faith, and this is no other than that which regards charity first as the end for the sake of which it exists, and afterwards as the beginning from which it proceeds. But in order that it may be the truth of faith to the spiritual man, or faith, it must come from the new understanding with which he is gifted by the Lord, and the new understanding must have its light from the new will. 3237. And her name was Keturah. That this signifies the essence of this divine truth is evident from the signification of name as being quality, and of calling by name as being to know of what quality one is. See number 144, 145, 1754, 1896, 2009. But seeing that not quality, but being is predicated of the divine, by name here is signified essence, and indeed the essence of the divine truth which is signified here by her, namely the woman. That here the woman is divine truth may be seen immediately above, number 3236. From this it is evident what Keturah in general involves. 3238, verses 2-4. And she bare him Zimron and Jokshan and Medan and Midian and Ishbak and Shuach. And Jokshan begat Sheba and Dadan. And the sons of Dadan were Asherim and Letushim and Leumim. And the sons of Midian, Ephah and Epher and Kenok and Abidah and Eldaah. All these were the sons of Keturah. And she bare him Zimron and Jokshan and Medan and Midian and Ishbak and Shuach. Represents the general classes of the Lord's spiritual kingdom in the heavens and on earth. And Jokshan begat Sheba and Dadan, signifies the derivations from the first class. And the sons of Dadan were Asherim and Letushim and Leumim, signifies the derivations from the second class. And the sons of Midian, Ephah and Epher, and Kenok and Abidah and Eldaah, signifies the derivations from the third class. All these were the sons of Keturah, signifies as regards the doctrinal things and worships thence derived. 3239. And she bare him Zimron and Jokshan and Medan and Midian and Ishbak and Shuach. That these represent the general classes of the Lord's spiritual kingdom in the heavens and on earth cannot so well be established from the word, because none of these men are elsewhere mentioned, with the exception of Midian, of whom something will be said hereafter. Yet this may be seen from the fact that all persons named in the word represent something, as is sufficiently evident from all those mentioned hitherto from the first chapter of Genesis, that in the internal sense of the word, names both of persons and of kingdoms, provinces and cities, signify actual things, may be seen above, number 768, 1224, 1264, 1876, 1888, and in many other places where this is in particular confirmed from the word. The reason why none of these except Midian are mentioned elsewhere in the word is that they are of the sons of the East who are sometimes mentioned in the word. That in general the sons of the East signify those who are of the Lord's spiritual kingdom may be seen below at verse 6 of this chapter. That these sons of Abraham by Keturah have this representation is evident from the fact that Abraham and Keturah represent the Lord as to the divine spiritual, namely, Abraham the Lord as to divine good spiritual, and Keturah as to divine truth spiritual conjoined with this good, concerning which see just above, number 3235, 3236. From this it follows that their sons represent the general classes or lots of the kingdom which is from the Lord's divine spiritual. They are called general classes or lots because the Lord's kingdom is represented by land, which is distributed by lots among those to whom it is given to be possessed as an inheritance, just as the land of Canaan was allotted to the sons of Israel. There are in general 12 classes, for by 12 are signified all the things of charity and of the derivative faith, which are of the Lord's kingdom, concerning which see below at verse 16. But here there are 6, thus one half the number. But the half of a number involves the same as the whole, for provided a like thing is involved, multiplication and division do not vary the thing itself as to what is essential. 3240. And Jokshan begat Sheba and Dadan. That this signifies the derivations from the first class is evident from the representation of Jokshan and of his sons Sheba and Dadan, concerning whom something will be said in what follows. As here there are mere names, and the states and derivations of the Lord's spiritual church are signified by them, the nature of such states and derivations in general must be declared. The celestial church differs from the spiritual church in this respect. Those who are of the celestial church and are called celestial are in love, that is to say, they are in the good and truth of love. while those who are of the spiritual church and are called spiritual are in faith, that is, they are in the good and truth of faith. The good which the celestial have is that of love to the Lord, and their truth is that of love to the neighbor, whereas the good which the spiritual have is that of charity toward the neighbor, and their truth is that of faith, in so far as this truth is doctrine concerning charity. This shows that the Lord's spiritual kingdom, as well as his celestial kingdom, has good and truth, but with much difference. Be it known, moreover, that they who are in each kingdom are distinguished among themselves by good and truth, for the reason that there are some who are more in good and others who are more in truth. From this, then, come the derivations, that is, the derivations of good and the derivations of truth. In the Lord's spiritual kingdom, the derivations of good are what are represented by the sons of Jokshan, who are named in this verse. But the derivations of truth in this kingdom are what are represented by the sons of Midian, who are named in the following verse. Now, as there are two classes of the spiritual, those who are more in good and those who are more in truth, they have therefore two kinds of doctrinals, namely, those of charity and those of faith. Doctrinals of charity for those who are in the good of faith and are here signified by the sons of Jokshan, but doctrinals of faith for those who are in the truth of faith and are signified by the sons of Midian. Sheba and Dedan are those who constitute the first class, that is, those who in the Lord's spiritual kingdom are in the good of faith and who have doctrinals of charity. From this it follows that by Sheba and Dedan are signified the cognitions of celestial things, or what is the same, those who are in these cognitions, that is, who are in the doctrinals of charity. For doctrinals are cognitions, and the celestial of the spiritual man is that of charity. That Sheba and Dedan have this signification was shown in part first, number 117, 1168, 1171, 1172. But there, Sheba and Dedan are the great-grandsons of Ham, and are called sons of Reamah. But be it known that there were no such persons as Ham and Japheth and Shem, but that those who after the flood belonged to the church called Noah were distinguished as to goods and truths into three classes, and these were the names given to those classes. Number 736, 1062, 1065, 1140, 1141, 1162, and in other places. Nevertheless, there were nations that were so called, but these nations were descended from others, as it is here plainly said that Sheba and Dedan were descended from Jokshan, the son of Abraham by Keturah. That Sheba signifies those who are in the cognitions of celestial things, thus who are in the good of faith, is evident from the passages cited above, number 117, 1171. And that Dedan has a similar signification is also evident from the passages cited, number 1172. And further from the following. In Isaiah, the prophecy concerning Arabia. In the forest in Arabia shall ye spend the night, ye companies of Dedan. Bring ye waters to meet him that is thirsty, ye inhabitants of the land of Timah. With the bread thereof meet him that wandereth. For they shall wander before swords, before an outstretched sword. 21 verses 13 to 15. Spending the night in the forest signifies being desolated as to good, for by Arabia are meant those who are in celestial things, that is, who are in the good of faith. And spending the night there in the forest is being no longer in goods, from which comes desolation, which is also described by wandering before swords, before an outstretched sword. Celestial things, that is, the goods of faith, or what is the same, the works of charity, in which they are signified by bringing waters to meet him that is thirsty, and meeting with bread him that wandereth. In Jeremiah, I took the cup from the hand of Yahuwah, and made all the nations drink unto whom Yahuwah sent me. Jerusalem, the cities of Judah, and her kings and her princes, to give them up to desolation. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his servants and his princes, and all his people. And all the kings of Tyre, and all the kings of Zidon, Dedan, and Temah, and Buz, and all that are clipped at the corner of the beard. All the kings of Zimri, and all the kings of Elam, and all the kings of Media, and all the kings of the north. 25, verses 17 to 19, 22, 23, 25, and 26. Here also the desolation of the spiritual church is treated of. The different classes of which church are enumerated in order, and are signified by Jerusalem, the cities of Judah, Egypt, Tyre, Zidon, Dedan, Temah, Buz, Zimri, Elam, Media. In Ezekiel, Sheba and Dedan, and the merchants of Tarshish, and all the young lions thereof, shall say to thee, Art thou come to take the spoil? Hast thou assembled thine assembly to take the prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take great spoil? 38 verse 13. Treating of Gog, by whom is signified external worship separated from internal, which is idolatrous. Number 1151. Sheba and Dedan denote the internal things of worship, namely the goods of faith. Tarshish denotes a corresponding external worship. The silver, gold, cattle, goods, spoil, which Gog, or the external of worship separate from the internal, desires to take away, are the cognitions of good and truth for which they fight, and which those defend who are signified by Sheba and Dedan. Wherefore, these are called young lions. Sheba properly denotes those who are in the cognitions of good. Dedan, those who are in the cognitions of truth from good. 3241. And the sons of Dedan were Asherim and Letushim and Leumim. That this signifies the derivations from the second class is evident from the representation of Dedan as being those who are in the good of faith, properly those who are in the truth of faith from good. Number 3240 at the end. That the derivations are from a second class is manifest. By these three sons of Dedan are especially signified the truths of faith from good. But what is signified by each can indeed be told, but cannot be confirmed by other passages from the word, because the names are not mentioned elsewhere. In the kingdom of the Lord there are innumerable varieties as to goods and truths, and yet of these innumerable varieties one heaven is constituted. For the varieties are so many that no one society is exactly like another, that is never in the same good and truth. Number 684, 685, 690. The one heaven therein is constituted of the many varieties so disposed by the Lord that they agree, the agreement or harmony of the many being imparted by the Lord by means of all referring themselves to him. Number 551. The case herein is the same as with the organs, members, and viscera of the body, not one of which is exactly like another. They are all different and yet make a one, and this by reason of their all referring themselves to one soul, and through this to heaven, and thus to the Lord. For whatever is unconnected with the Lord is nothing. From this it is evident that the differences of truth and of good are innumerable in species, but their genera, and these the most general, which are spiritual churches, are signified by these sons and grandsons of Abraham. As they who are of the spiritual church have no perception of what is good and true, like those of the celestial church, but acknowledge as truths the things they have learned, they are on this account continually in dispute concerning them, reasoning whether a thing is true, and each person abides in that doctrine and calls it true, which is of his own church. This is the source of so many differences. Moreover, very many form their conclusions concerning things good and true from appearances and fallacies, one in one way, another in another, but none from any perception. They do not even know what perception is, And as their understanding is thus in obscurity as to the goods and truths of faith, it is not surprising that dissensions should arise concerning the most essential of all the things of faith, namely, concerning the divine, the human, and the holy proceeding of the Lord. The celestial perceive that these are not three, but one. But the spiritual abide in the idea of three, although they desire to think that they are one. Seeing, then, that there are dissensions concerning that which is most essential, it is evident that the varieties and differences of doctrinal things must be innumerable. From this, all may know whence come the derivations signified by those who are here named. But granting the existence of so many varieties and differences of doctrinal things, that is, of so many derivations, they nevertheless together form one church when they all acknowledge charity as essential to the church, or what is the same, when they regard life as the end of doctrine, that is, when they inquire how the man of the church lives, and not so much what his sentiments are. For in the other life, every one receives from the Lord a lot in accordance with his good of life, and not in accordance with the truth of doctrine, separated from the good of life. 3242. And the sons of Midian, Ephah and Epher, and Canach and Abidah and Eldaah. That this signifies the derivations from the third class can be seen from the representation of Midian as being those who are in the truth of faith, concerning which below. And as those who are in the truth of faith are Midian, it follows that his sons are the derivations therefrom. With those who are in the truth of faith, the case is this. No one is admitted into the Lord's kingdom unless he is in the good of faith, for the good of faith is of life, and the life of faith remains, but not the doctrine of faith, except in so far as it makes one with the life. Nevertheless, they who are in the truth of faith, that is, who profess faith and call it essential because they have so learned, and yet are in the good of life, that is, who are Christians in heart and not in profession only, are in the Lord's spiritual kingdom. For anyone may easily be persuaded that faith is the essential when he has been so taught by his instructors and has imbibed this opinion in his childhood, and because they who are reputed most learned and the heads of the church say so, some of whom are afraid to speak of the good of life because their life condemns them. Moreover, the things that belong to faith flow in perceptibly, but not so those which belong to charity. They, therefore, who are in the truth of faith and yet in the good of life are they who are called Midian. And the truths according to which they live are the sons of Midian. And as those who are in the truth of faith conjoined with its good are Midian, so also in the opposite sense are those who are in falsity from not having the good of life, as can be seen from the following pages. In Isaiah, the abundance of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and they shall proclaim the praises of Yahuwah. 60 verse 6, where the Lord's spiritual kingdom is treated of. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephah denote doctrinal things. Doctrinal things of good are gold, those of truth are frankincense. Both are the praises of Yahuwah. Hence also it is manifest what Ephah signifies. That by the Midianites, who drew Joseph out of the pit and sold him to the Ishmaelites and into Egypt to Potiphar, Genesis 37 verses 28 and 36, are signified those who are in the truth of simple good, will be seen of the Lord's divine mercy in the explication of these verses hereafter. That by Midian are also signified those who are in falsity because they have not the goods of life, can be seen from what is said concerning Midian in Moses. The elders of Moab and the elders of Midian, with the rewards of divination in their hand, went to Balaam and spake to him the words of Balak. Numbers 22, verses 4, 7, etc. In a good sense, Moab denotes those who are natural good and suffer themselves to be easily led astray, but in the opposite sense, those who adulterate goods. Number 2468. In a good sense, Midian denotes those who are in the truth of simple good, as before said, and who thus allow themselves to be easily persuaded. In the opposite sense, as here, those who falsify truths. The falsifications are signified by the rewards of divination in their hand, and the deeds from these falsities by their sending to Balaam in hostility to the sons of Israel, who denote the goods and the derivative truths of faith. The like was signified by the whoredoms of the sons of Israel with the women of the Midianites, resulting in a plague, which was stayed by Phinehas, thrusting his spear through the Midianitish woman and the man of Israel in the brothel. Numbers 25, verses 6 to 8. For by whoredoms were represented the falsifications of truth. Number 2466, 2729. And because falsifications of truth are what in the internal sense are signified by whoredoms, therefore by command 12,000 of the sons of Israel smote the Midianites, slew their kings and every male, and the women whom they had led captive that had known a man, and divided the spoil among themselves. Numbers 25, verses 16 and 17, 31, verse 1 to the end. The reason why there were 12,000 was that 12 signified all things of faith. Number 577, 2089, 2129, 2130, by which falsities are destroyed. The kings whom they killed are falsities, and so is every male. The women that had known a man are the affections of falsity. The spoil, as gold, silver, cattle, are the truths that were falsified. From all which it is evident that each and all of the things there mentioned are representative of the punishment and destruction of what is false by means of truths. It is similar in regard to what is said of the Midianites in the book of Judges, namely, that the sons of Israel, because they did evil in the eyes of Yahuwah, were given into the hand of Midian 7 years, and that the sons of Israel, by reason of Midian, made for themselves caves in the mountains, and also dens and fortified places. And when Israel had sown, that Midian and Amalek and the sons of the east came up and ravaged the produce of their land, and afterwards that they were delivered by Gideon with 300 men who lapped water with a tongue like a dog, and that those were sent home who bowed upon the knees and drank, besides other particulars. Chapters 6, 7, and 8. Here also the things mentioned each and all are representative of the falsification of truth, and of punishment on this account, even to their being destroyed by such things as are signified by lapping water with a tongue like a dog. But what each particular signifies in the internal sense, it would be too tedious to unfold here. Yet of the Lord's divine mercy it shall be told in its place. In Habakkuk, he beheld and dispersed the nations, and the eternal mountains were scattered, the everlasting hills did bow. I saw the tents of Cushan under Avon, the curtains of the land of Midian did tremble. 3, verses 6 and 7, where the advent of the Lord is treated of. The tents of Cushan denote a religiosity from evil, the curtains of the land of Midian, one from falsity. 3243. All these were the sons of Keturah. That this signifies as regards the doctrinal things and worships thence derived is evident from the signification of sons as being truths and doctrinal things. Number 489, 491, 533, 1147, 2623. And from the representation of Keturah as being divine truth spiritual conjoined with divine good spiritual. Number 3236, 3237. Thus those things which are of the Lord's spiritual kingdom. And because the worship of this kingdom is according to doctrinal things, it follows that the sons of Keturah denote these things, and also the derivative worships. 3244, verses 5 and 6. And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac. And to the sons of the concubines that Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts. And he sent them away from Isaac his son, while he was yet living, eastward to the land of the east. And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac, signifies in the supreme sense all divine things in the divine rational, in the relative sense the celestial things of love in the Lord's celestial kingdom. And to the sons of the concubines that Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts, signifies those who are spiritually adopted by the Lord's divine human, that they have allotted places in his spiritual kingdom. And he sent them away from Isaac his son, signifies the distinction and separation of those who are spiritual from those who are celestial. While he was yet living, signifies to whom he could give life. Eastward, to the land of the east, signifies to the good of faith. 3245. And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac. That this signifies in the supreme sense all divine things in the divine rational, and in the relative sense the celestial things of love in the Lord's celestial kingdom, is evident from the representation of Abraham as being the Lord as to the divine itself, concerning which see above, and from the representation of Isaac as being the Lord as to the divine rational, concerning which also see above. And because in the internal sense the Lord is both Abraham and Isaac, and the Lord made his rational divine from his own divine, hence it is that the words Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac signify all divine things in the divine rational. The things which precede and those which follow have regard to this fact, that in the Lord's rational all things were made divine. For in the internal sense where Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are treated of, the subject is the Lord's human and how it was made divine. There are two things which properly constitute the human, namely the rational and the natural. The Lord's rational was represented by Isaac and his natural by Jacob. The Lord made them both divine. How he made the rational divine is contained in what was said of Isaac. But how he made the natural divine is contained in what is said of Jacob in what follows. But this latter, that is the natural, could not be made divine until the rational had been made divine, for by means of the rational, the natural was made so. Hence, therefore, it is that by the words before us are signified all divine things in the divine rational. Moreover, all and each of the things which in the internal sense treat of the Lord treat also of his kingdom and church, for the reason that the divine of the Lord makes his kingdom. Therefore, where the Lord is treated of, his kingdom is treated of also. Number 1965. But the internal sense concerning the Lord is the supreme sense, while the internal sense concerning his kingdom is the relative sense. The relative sense of these words, that Abraham gave all to Isaac, is that the celestial things of love are given to the Lord's celestial kingdom. For in the relative sense by Isaac is signified the celestial kingdom, inasmuch as the rest of Abraham's sons, that is, those whom he had by Keturah, is signified the Lord's spiritual kingdom, as shown above. And the same is signified by Ishmael, concerning whom hereafter. 3246. And to the sons of the concubines that Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts. That this signifies the spiritual adopted by the Lord's divine human, that they have allotted places in his spiritual kingdom, is evident from the signification of the sons of the concubines as denoting those who are spiritual, concerning whom and what follows. From the representation here of Abraham as being the Lord's divine human, so that by the words which Abraham had, it is signified that they, namely the spiritual, were adopted by the Lord's divine human. and from the signification of the gifts which Abraham gave them, as being allotted places in the Lord's spiritual kingdom. From what has already been shown in several places, as number 3235 and elsewhere, concerning those who constitute the Lord's spiritual kingdom and are called the spiritual, it can be seen that they are not sons born of the marriage itself of good and truth, but of a certain covenant not so conjugal. They are indeed from the same father, but not from the same mother. That is, they are from the same divine good, but not from the same divine truth. For as the celestial are from the very marriage of good and truth, they have good and thence truth. Wherefore they never inquire what is true, but perceive it from good. And they discourse not about truth, beyond affirming that it is so, according to what the Lord teaches in Matthew. Let your speech be, yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. 5, verse 37. Whereas the spiritual, because they are from a covenant not so conjugal, do not know from any perception what truth is, but call that true which they have been told to be so by parents and masters. And therefore in them there is not the marriage of good and truth. But still the truth which they thus believe is adopted by the Lord for truth when they are in the good of life. Concerning this, see number 1832. Therefore it is that those who are spiritual are here called the sons of the concubines, and by these are meant all the sons of Keturah hitherto enumerated, and also the sons of Hagar, who will be named immediately below from the 12th to the 18th verse. In former times, in order that both the celestial and the spiritual might be represented in marriages, it was permissible for a man to have a concubine in addition to a wife, such concubine being given to the husband by the wife. And she was then called his woman, or was said to be given to him for a woman, as when Hagar the Egyptian was given to Abraham by Sarah, Genesis 16, verse 3, when Bilhah the handmaid was given by Rachel to Jacob, Genesis 30, verse 4, and the handmaid Zilpah to Jacob by Leah, Genesis 30, verse 9. They are there called women, but elsewhere they are called concubines, as Hagar the Egyptian in this verse, and Bilhah in Genesis 35, verse 22. Also Keturah herself in 1 Chronicles 1, verse 32. That those ancients had concubines besides a wife, as was the case not only with Abraham and Jacob, but also with their descendants, as Gideon, Judges 8, verse 31, Saul, 2 book of Samuel 3, verse 7, David, 2 book of Samuel 5, verse 13, 15, verse 16, and Solomon, 1 book of Kings 11, verse 3, was of permission for the sake of the representation, namely of the celestial church by a wife, and of the spiritual church by a concubine. This was of permission because they were such that they had no conjugal love, neither was marriage to them marriage, but only a carnal coupling for the sake of procreating offspring. To such there might be permissions without injury to conjugal love, and consequently to its covenant, but never to those who are in good and truth, and who are or can become internal men. For as soon as man is in good and truth, and in things internal, such things cease. For this reason it is not allowable for Christians, as it was for the Jews, to take to themselves a concubine together with a wife, for this is adultery. That the spiritual were adopted by the Lord's divine human may be seen from what has been stated and shown before on the same subject, number 2661, 2716, 2833, 2834. 3247. And he sent them away from Isaac his son. That this signifies the distinction and separation of those who are spiritual from those who are celestial is evident from what has just been said, namely, that the sons of Abraham by Keturah and by Hagar the Egyptian, who are called the sons of the concubines, represent the spiritual, and that Isaac, in the relative sense, represents the celestial, number 3245, and that these two classes were separated. 3248. While he was yet living, that this signifies to whom he could give life is evident from the signification of while he was yet living, or while he yet might live, as being to give life. For by Abraham is here represented the Lord as to the divine human. That the spiritual have life from the Lord's divine human may be seen above. Number 2661, 2716, 2833, 2834. When their life is from this source, the Lord is said to live with them, even in common speech. Hence it is that in the internal sense by while Abraham was yet living is signified giving life. Life is given to those who are spiritual by means of the good of faith, which is meant by the words which now follow. 3249. Eastward to the land of the east. That this signifies to the good of faith is evident from the signification of the east and the land of the east, which will be treated of in what follows. The good of faith, which is signified by the land of the east, is no other than that which in the word is called charity toward the neighbor, and charity toward the neighbor is nothing else than a life according to the Lord's commandments. That this is signified by the land of the east may be seen above, number 1250. Therefore they who were in the cognitions of the good of faith were called sons of the east. The land of the sons of the east was Aram or Syria. That Aram or Syria represents the cognitions of good may be seen above, number 1232, 1234. And that Aram Naharaim or Syria of the rivers represents the cognitions of truth, number 3051. As by the Syrians or the sons of the east were signified those who were in the cognitions of good and truth, they were preeminently called the wise, as in the first book of Kings, where it is said of Solomon, the wisdom of Solomon was multiplied above the wisdom of all the sons of the east. 4, verse 30. And as in Matthew, where it is said of those who came to Jesus when he was born, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. 2, verses 1 and 2. For in Syria were the last remains of the ancient church, and therefore in that land there still remained the cognitions of good and truth, as can also be seen from Balaam, who not only adored Yahweh, but also prophesied concerning the Lord, and called him the star out of Jacob and the scepter out of Israel. Numbers 24, verse 17. That Balaam was of the sons of the east in Syria is manifest, for he says this of himself when he utters the declaration, from Syria hath Balak brought me, the king of Moab, from the mountains of the east. Numbers 33, verse 7. That it was Aram or Syria where the sons of the east dwelt is evident from the fact that when Jacob went into Syria, he is said to have gone to the land of the sons of the east. Genesis 39, verse 1.